We're still having aftershocks from Tuesday night's 5.2 near Bakersfield.
That one knocked me off my feet.
Oh, my goodness.
It's August 7th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, voters in L.A. will decide whether to raise their own property taxes in November.
$9 billion may sound like a lot, but district officials estimate they need nearly $80 billion to fix all the problems in the district.
A road rage murder in West Hollywood. And how could we resist a story about pandas?
I always try to resist just saying they're incredibly cute, but they're incredibly cute.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. There are tickets to the Hollywood Bowl for $1, so why is nobody buying them? We'll get to that in a few minutes. But first, Shake Alert worked before last night's earthquake. A lot of people got the warning on their phones. And when it happened, a lot of them called into KNX News.
Got a text message on my phone that basically an earthquake was coming into drop cover and hold. And sure enough, a couple seconds later, it was a rolling up and down one, lasted for several seconds.
I felt the longer and said it was kind of a rolling earthquake, maybe 6-7 seconds. So yeah, we felt it pretty good here.
It did start to roll a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a slight jolt, and it rolled for, I would say, 10 seconds or more.
Turned out to be a 5.2 southwest of Bakersfield. There have been dozens and dozens of aftershocks since. Shake Alert is designed to notify people in areas where a quake is expected to be 4.5 or greater. And we just got this from Governor Newsom's office. He says that the alert went out to more than 500,000 people. And in the hours after the earthquake on Tuesday, almost 50,000 new people downloaded the MyShake app. And they're encouraging people, you know, using these quakes to encourage more people to get it on their phones. If you vote in the city of L.A., you will get to decide whether property taxes go up next year. It affects owners. It affects renters, potentially, who have that passed on to them. It's a bond measure to give $9 billion to the school district to fix all the problems they have. Emily Valdez explains what's going on with this.
$9 billion may sound like a lot, but district officials estimate they need nearly $80 billion to fix all the problems in the district. Here's Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
I've seen firsthand our aging and outdated facilities. In many instances, our subpar learning environment, our lack of green space, our lack of outdoor space. And I'm heartened by the fact that regardless of the position espoused by many of the folks that have opinions about this, everybody wants more than what we are providing because everybody realizes and recognizes the incredible need.
Many of the schools in the district, 50 to 100 years old, money from the bond, if approved, would go to modernize them, replace deteriorating schools, fix LAUSD technology systems, create outdoor spaces, earthquake retrofitting. But if passed, it will increase property taxes. For example, someone who owns a home valued at $600,000 would pay an extra $150 in property taxes each year.
It spun up and got scary really quickly. That brush fire that destroyed 5 homes in the Little Mountain community of San Bernardino is now fully contained, and now we know what caused it. It was human-caused. We talked to San Bernardino Fire spokesman Eric Sherwin.
At this point, they have ruled out natural causes, which means this fire is going to be human-caused. But that can fall into one of many categories, from intentional to accidental to negligent. So the investigation is ongoing. Our investigators are continuing to collect footage and talk to people around the area at the time of the start.
People who lost their homes have been there sifting through everything to see if there's anything left. They call this the Edge Hill Fire, and Sherwin tells us it was really fast moving.
The Edge Hill Fire is a great example of how quickly a new fire can immediately threaten the community. And that's why it's so important to have that evacuation plan already in your mind. So when these fires start, you already know what you're going to do and what you need to take from your home when you need to leave immediately.
No one was hurt in the fire, but you hate to hear this, at least 8 pets were killed. To West Hollywood now, where there is a murder charge after a road rage beating death. The county sheriff says 2 drivers got into a minor crash coming out of the 7-Eleven parking lot at Santa Monica near Fairfax. They got out of their cars, got into a fight. 60-year-old man Armando Gabriel was knocked out, died at the hospital. The other guy, Ramon Casas from Bell Gardens, also went to the hospital, but then was arrested and booked for murder. And he's now being held on $2 million bail. This happened on Tuesday, middle of the day. Investigators are looking for help to solve a cold case murder in Long Beach that goes all the way back to 1988. The body of Jackie Ebel was found in Paris in Riverside County day after Christmas of that year. She wasn't ID'd till a couple of years ago, thanks to new DNA technology. We spoke with Riverside County DA Senior Investigator Ebony Cavanis, who says she was able to talk to a couple of Jackie's family members to tell them what happened.
It was an indescribable feeling. There was relief. There was closure. Of course, there was heartbreak because she's no longer here with us. But it's just a very, very meaningful and important part of our investigation. We would hate for a victim to remain unidentified and unnamed.
She won't say how exactly Jackie was murdered. Not clear how she ended up in Paris either. That's what investigators are trying to find out. So they're asking for anybody who might know something about this 1988 killing to come forward. We have a picture of Jackie. More information, KNXnews.com. Republicans have been slamming Governor Newsom today over what he posted on social media about EV sales. The State Energy Commission is saying more than 25% of new cars sold in California during the second quarter this year were zero-emission vehicles. Here's the governor.
We continue to outpace the rest of the nation. We have no peers. We're doing that with clean cars, plug-in hybrids, electric vehicles, as well as hydrogen vehicles.
Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones say that doesn't tell the whole story because EVs are less than 4% of all the vehicles on the road in California now.
We've heard leaders in Toyota to talk about, they don't see us getting to a full electric situation anytime ever. And, you know, they've said that they're doubling down on the hybrids, which I think is a great option as well.
Jones says the economy is down overall in the state, and now is not the time for, as he puts it, bluster and bragging. Dollar tickets at the Hollywood Bowl. Why are they not selling? Next. There are almost 40,000 $1 tickets available to see a concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Nobody's really buying them. Karen Adams looked into why.
They've always been around, but now L.A. County is putting the word out that the dollar tickets are available.
When they hear the word Hollywood Bowl, they automatically assume that I couldn't afford to go and experience an incredible venue like that. And I want them to know from every corner of this county, for $1, you can come and experience the Hollywood Bowl Tuesday through Thursday. And if you want to spend additional little bit of money, you can expand on the park and ride and shuttle services. So you can buy an online ticket as low as $7 per person. So you can experience the Hollywood Bowl.
There are almost 40,000 $1 tickets available to see a concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Nobody's really buying them. Karen Adams looked into why.
They've always been around, but now L.A. County is putting the word out that the dollar tickets are available.
When they hear the word Hollywood Bowl, they automatically assume that I couldn't afford to go and experience an incredible venue like that. And I want them to know from every corner of this county, for $1, you can come and experience the Hollywood Bowl Tuesday through Thursday. And if you want to spend an additional little bit of money, you can expand on the park and ride and shuttle services. So you can buy an online ticket as low as $7 per person. So you can experience the Hollywood Bowl for under $10 and have an incredible experience at one of our treasured venues.
County Supervisor Catherine Barger adds, taking in an L.A. Philharmonic concert is a great way to unwind and is good for your mental health.
And finally, something nobody could argue belongs in this show, one more day until the San Diego Zoo unveils their new pandas to the public.
These two are going to go through so much bamboo. It's been about a month and a half since they got here. Now it's time for the public unveiling. There's a brand new exhibit with pools and misters to keep them cool. Some people getting an early look.
What's it like to watch him right now?
It's really special. Really, it just gives me chills.
So the four-year-old female, apparently pretty curious, doing a lot of exploring. He's a little shy. Why do we love him so much? Meg Owen is the zoo's head of conservation science.
I always try to resist just saying they're incredibly cute, but they're incredibly cute.
Yeah, it's true. Panda diplomacy between the U.S. and China. They lend them to us. Things were on pause for a while, but they're back on now. Three options if you want to go down. Timed ticket, the standby line. Spoiler alert, it's going to be long. Or they also do an early morning walking tour.
Thanks to Mike Simpson for that. And that's the L.A. Local for this August 7th, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 of their dealerships at lacarguy.com. And stay connected, 97.1 FM. Remember, we're the only place in town when there's an earthquake that you're going to hear about it right away. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX. And if you haven't followed the LA Local yet, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get podcasts. Search for the LA Local. Hit follow, and you'll get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.